This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. U.S. troops have begun their withdrawal from Kabul Airport following a two-week scramble by Washington and its allies to fly out their nationals and Afghans at the risk of reprisals under Afghanistan's new Taliban rulers. U.S. Army Major General William Taylor said an overnight U.S. drone attack had killed two Islamic State militants planning attacks in Afghanistan following a deadly bombing outside Kabul Airport on Thursday.
Two high-profile ISIS targets were killed, and one was wounded. And we know of zero civilian casualties.
U.S. President Joe Biden on Saturday promised further strikes against the Islamic State in Afghanistan. In a statement, Biden said that Saturday's strike was not the last. We will continue to hunt down any person involved in that heinous attack and make them pay. The president said that commanders in the field informed him that an attack is likely in the next 24 to 36 hours. He said he directed them to take every possible measure to prioritize force protection. British troops have begun to return home as the country's evacuation effort has wound down. We get more from AP's Karen Chamas.
A Royal Air Force plane carrying diplomatic staff and soldiers landed at RAF Rees Norton, which is northwest of London. The UK's top military officer acknowledged they have not been able to evacuate everyone. Although British officials say they have successfully brought back 14,500 people from Kabul in the past 2 weeks, as many as 1,000 Afghans entitled to come back to the UK have been left behind. Although flights from Afghanistan to Britain have largely ended, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson promised to shift heaven and earth to get more people in from Afghanistan by other means. Karen Chamas, London.
This is VOA.